What's up, Playlisters? Brian from Playlist Wars here. Just want to let you know that while this show is on hiatus, both Gomez and I have separate shows that are part of the Playlist Wars extended universe, if you will. Gomez has the Sleevey G Show, which you can find at SleeveyGPodcasts.com. And I have a new show entitled My Weekly Mixtape, which you can find over at MyWeeklyMixtape.com. Both shows are also available on all podcast platforms just by searching Sleevey G Show or My Weekly Mixtape. And Playlist Wars will be back soon. Thank you guys so much for your continued support of the show.
Yo, I'm G Love, and you listen to Playlist Wars. Let the battle begin. Boom!
Welcome to Playlist Wars, everybody. I'm part of the dynamic duo. My name is Gomez, and I have my partner in crime, Brian Colburn, with our special guest once again, producer Allie. How's everyone doing tonight?
What's up? What's up?
Hi.
Welcome back, Allie.
Yes, welcome back, Allie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're doing just fine.
Yeah, can't complain. And for those of you that were listening to the top of the show, I'm sure you were a little surprised because you heard an opening announcement by a guest who has not been on the show before, the amazing G Love. And the reason that is because special announcement time here on Playlist Wars. This Thursday, we're dropping a special bonus playlist and album episode featuring the G Love of G Love and Special Sauce. And Gomez, why don't you tell the playlisters what album we're going to be talking about?
We were actually talking about The Juice with G Love. Let me tell you. You guys got to check it out Thursday. It's going to be a great time.
Yeah, it's awesome to have G on. He's kicking off his tour this week, and it's a very timely episode. He also drops some news about some new projects he's working on that are going to be coming out in 2022. And I might be wrong with this, Gomez, but I think this is like the first official announcement of it. So we got some actual hard and heavy music news being dropped this Thursday on the show, and I'm very excited for the playlisters to hear that as well. So this Thursday, special announcement, playlist and album, G Love the Juice with G Love. Moving right along, as our good friends the Muppets would say, the last results episode, our big announcement was that we launched a Patreon channel.
Yeah, we did.
And I want to thank the playlisters who have been joining on and joining in the conversation with us and coming on. I'm sure folks have heard the playlist and album episodes that we did with Tim McKay and Eric and Carol Chale. We're going to get to those results in a little bit. We've got plenty more coming up, but before we get into the actual results of those episodes, I do want to give a shout out to the people that have signed up for our Patreon account. First off, Tim McKay, who you guys heard guested on the Battle of Nirvana's Nevermind. Tim is going to be back for a full-length episode this spring on The Counting Crows, which is going to be awesome. We had Eric and Carol Chale, who guested on The Battle of Shinedown's Amaryllis. Eric's going to be joining us for a Joe Bonamassa episode, which will be coming out later in the spring. David Lee Smith, who will be joining us in a few weeks for The Battle of Stevie Ray Vaughan's Instep, which is going to be a lot of fun. Anthony Welk, our good friend Monkey Noodles over on Twitter. For those of you in the podcast family on Twitter, I'm sure are familiar with him. Mm-hmm. And then the other names, I am not going to give last names because we didn't get their permission. So I am going to go with first names only here. And guys, for those of you that are these people, if you don't mind moving forward, I'm happy to do it. We have Dave, Brad, Lance, Joseph, Ann, Chris, Philip, Aaron, and Dr. Owens 901. Sorry if that felt a little romper room esque there. But joking aside, to all of you guys, thank you so, so much for being part of our Patreon family. And for those of you that like what we're doing here on Playlist Wars, if you want to support the show a little extra, head over to patreon.com/playlistwars and select a tier that works best for you. Join the Patreon family.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Now, with no further ado, I think we need to jump on some of these results.
Most definitely. And to kick things off in style, Gomez, we have a very extra special guest with us today. I heard a tap, tap, tap on the door. So for our first result, we are going to allow producer Hales to come on in and read the first winner of this round of episodes.
All righty.
With 44% of the votes, the Battle of Songs of 1971 winner is Gomez.
Whoa. Wow. I can't believe I won that one.
Yeah, dude, being the youngest and the furthest away from 1971, that is that's an underdog Cinderella tale there, dude. Congratulations.
Thank you, man. Thank you. That means a lot. Thank you guys for voting for me on that one.
And thank you to producer Hales for giving us that result. Producer Allie, now we're back to you. Let's get the results for episode 32, The Battle of Van Halen.
With 65% of the votes, the Battle of Van Halen winner is Gomez.
Wow, back to back? That's my highest margin win ever, I think, so far.
Yeah, dude, that's a blowout. That is an actual blowout, which I will say this, I am shocked because Rob did a fantastic mix.
Yeah, you did.
And I went with the Eddie Van Halen. I thought this one was going to be a lot closer. I'm actually surprised, but congratulations, man. Look, people resonated with your list.
Five Hagar, five David Lee Roth. I mixed it all in. So maybe the mix worked really well.
People have talked to us about like the science of winning Playlist Wars. We haven't figured that out yet. So if any of you guys know what the actual science is to winning an episode, let us know so we could win more often. Thank you. All right. We are moving on to episode 33, The Battle of 80s Wrestling Themes, which I have a funny feeling I lost this one bad.
Well, you're right. You did lose. 70% of the votes. The Battle of 80s Wrestling Theme Songs winner is Casey.
Wow. 70%. A slaughter. A sergeant slaughter.
Slaughter, yeah. Good thing we weren't doing Undertaker because he would have just tombstoned our asses.
Man, congratulations, Casey. That was a lot of fun, that episode.
Yeah, it was.
This group of episodes, because we kind of got a little closer to the holidays, we did a lot of episodes that would be a little more novelty based on what we normally do, which is music talk. And we enjoyed these a lot. And obviously, slightly out of my comfort zone, out of yours too, Gomez, with some of these.
Oh, yeah.
And Casey, obviously a huge wrestling fan over at The Itch. I love those guys over there. They're fantastic.
Awesome guys. Awesome guys. I can't wait to get Casey back for another show.
Well, now we need some redemption. So, yeah, we got to bring Casey back.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah. Especially because he went old brother on us.
All right. Moving right along, we have episode 34, The Battle of Bon Jovi.
With 40% of the votes, the Battle of Bon Jovi winner is Gomez.
Oh, man.
That was hard because, dude, going against Sean Faust, who, A, was a member of Slippery When Wet tribute band,
mm-hmm.
You, and I mean, especially him, I thought he would have won that one by a blowout. I guess not.
Well, here's the thing. Sean and I did go a little deeper with some of our cuts, and you kind of stuck with the bread and butter Bon Jovi songs, which, hey, if that's what the playlisters are resonating with, maybe that's the magic potion. We don't know.
No, it's just because they like the Gomez.
They like, dude, well, you've won three so far out of four. So this is turning into a landslide here. But moving right along, bonus episode. We talked about this earlier with our friend, yep, Tim McKay, who's on our Patreon family. We did the Battle of Nirvana's Nevermind.
That was fun.
That was a lot of fun. That's a great, I mean, honestly, that's a great album, and you can't pick a bad song from it. So
no.
I'm curious to hear how this shook out.
With 50% of the votes, the Battle of Nirvana's Nevermind winner is Tim.
All right.
Wow. Congrats on that one.
I love it. Congratulations, Tim. And we will see you this spring with the Battle of Counting Crows, which will be a lot of fun. I'm very excited about that one.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait for that one.
All right. Episode 35. We're going back to, I don't know, we're going back 30 years for this one. Well, now 31 years because we're in 2022. So
damn, we're old.
Yeah, dude. It feels like yesterday. To me, when we talk about 1991, I still think it's 10 years ago. It's 30 years ago.
Good Lord.
With that being said, Allie, the songs of 1991.
With 57% of the votes, the winner of the songs of 1991 is Brian.
Hey.
Ooh, finally, awesome. A win.
This was one where I really wasn't sure which way it was going to go, because across all three, there were great cuts, a little bit of deep stuff from everybody, from you, from Jason, from me, some great mainstay hits, pop, rock, alternative, depending on which direction you went. I felt this one was anyone's ball game. So, yeah, thank you. I'm happy I won that one. That's a fun one. But if I'm being perfectly honest with myself, none of the episodes of this 10 episodes matter to me more than this next one.
Ugh.
Because every time Chris Hartman from the Film Exiles has been on the show, I have gotten my ass handed to me.
Yeah, you have.
Gee, thanks. So it should go without saying that this is the one that's been on my radar for a long, long time. Episode 5, you too. This has been on my radar. Allison, do I finally get some redemption against Chris and Gomez? Untraditional Christmas songs. Let's hear the results. Drum roll.
With 61% of the votes, the Battle of Untraditional Christmas Songs winner is Brian.
Hey! Finally! So
back-to-back wins for Brian. Chris will be demanding a recount on that one. You know that.
He's going to say there was a hanging Chad on one of the digital votes.
You know what it was? It was that Mariah Carey one, I tell you.
Oh, I don't know, dude. Maybe it was. Maybe it wasn't.
I know why I didn't win. It's probably because I hated on Mariah Carey so much.
I stayed out of that one because I didn't want to piss off the Mariah Carey fans, but I also didn't want to include it either. So
yeah, well, that's what
I included Switzerland on that one.
Well, you know, when you play Nikki Six Xmas in Hell or Christmas in Hell, I don't think it's a great starter, you know?
That was definitely a non-traditional Christmas tune. But that was so much fun. Chris is a blast. We've got, because Chris is a movie guy, I'm tripling down, and we're going to be doing the Battle of 2000 Movie Soundtracks, which I will lose handily, but I want Christmas songs. So,
but here's the thing.
That's all I care about.
The Battle of 2000 Movies Soundtracks. I might pull out the winner on that one, hopefully.
You might, because I know I won't. So you got a 50-50 shot.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm only kidding.
All right. The next episode, episode 37, we have all at Playlist Wars, as well as our guest, which was Melissa Boilo from Songs of the Attic, as well as several people on our Twitter feeds, have all agreed that the winner of episode 37, The Battle of the Muppets, was Isabella.
Damn right.
Of course. We have all agreed that there is no topping that. So this episode, the results will determine the runner-up. Producer Allie?
With 53% of the votes, the Battle of the Muppets runner-up winner is Brian.
All right. Second place, I am number two.
Okay, Brian, you're number two. I'm number one.
There is only one person on this earth I would lose the Muppets to, and that is Isabella. So
everyone voted. Like, how do I just vote for her, not you guys? I was like, damn.
All right, moving along. We are getting out of the novelty episodes now, back to The Rock, and we've got episode 38, The Battle of Ozzy Osbourne, with our friend Alex Alt from the Sly Dog Music Cast.
With 70% of the votes, the Battle of Ozzy Osbourne winner is Brian.
Oh, wow.
I call shenanigans.
Of course you would. But honestly, I expected that one to be a lot closer because I loved all three playlists. Thank you to Alex. I hope he comes back on again. I love Sly Dog. It's a great podcast. He had some great guests towards the end of 2021 and into 2022. Definitely check that show out as well. Looking forward to doing some more stuff with him throughout this year. So thank you, Alex. And thank you for those who voted for me.
Every time you say Alex, I'm like about to say what? Sorry.
All right. Now moving back to our bonus episode. On Christmas Day, we dropped Playlist and Album, Shinedown's Amaryllis, with Eric and Carol Chale, two of our Patreon playlisters. Thank you so much to both of them for being a part of the Patreon family.
Yes, thank you.
And Allison, let's hear who won the Battle of Shinedown's Amaryllis.
With 60% of the votes, the Battle of Shinedown's Amaryllis winner is Eric and Carol.
Congratulations, guys.
Nice win, guys.
Yeah, I mean, some of the stories they were telling about they're meeting the band and how it's helped them through stuff. And
oh, yeah.
That was so much fun, that episode. I'm looking forward to Eric coming back and talking some Joe Bonamassa with us. I mean, you talk about one of the best modern blues guitarists of all time.
And talk about putting me out of my realm now.
Oh, dude, you're going to be going for your Eric Church squared with this one. It's definitely out of your wheelhouse. But I mean, if you're going to talk about a guitarist that is a modern blues marvel, Joe Bonamassa is it. And I'm very curious to see where this goes, because he's got so many albums. He puts out at least one studio album a year, as well as several live albums. So much to choose from, such a huge catalog to dive into. And he's only been around technically for the last two decades as a solo artist. So lots of stuff to cover with that one. Looking forward to getting into that one later this spring. All right. And we closed out 2021 with our good friend DT from Space Castle.
Damn right, our buddy there, my Cobra Kai buddy.
Yeah, and we did the songs of 2021. Allie?
The battle of the songs of 2021 winner is A Dead Heat, with an equal number of votes going to Brian, Gomez, and DT.
Wow.
Ooh, a tie.
We have not had a tie since Queen. That I remember.
Yeah.
Queen was 20 episodes ago.
Yeah.
This is rare. We got a ton of votes in for this one.
Oh, I got a ton of flack on it, too.
It's okay. You flack votes. We all got the same number of votes on this one. This just goes to show, if you listen to Playlist Wars and you don't vote, one vote would have determined a sole winner of this episode. So I guarantee you DT is going to be looking to come back for some revenge later this year. And
I would not be surprised.
Love the guys at Space Castle.
Awesome guys.
Looking forward to hearing your episode, Gomez, on Cobra Kai season 4 when it comes out.
Yeah, we've been talking about it. We're just trying to nail down a date so we could do seasons 1 through 3 and season 4. And I'm not even going to do any spoilers, but oh my Lord, that's all I'm saying.
Oh yeah. If you haven't seen that show yet, I know we're a music podcast, but if you haven't seen Cobra Kai season 4 yet, make sure you do it.
But you know what I got to say though, as I know we're a music podcast and I know, you know, Cobra Kai is a TV show. I'm going to tell you, they have some rocking good tunes in that movie, in the show. From season 1 to season 4.
Yeah, I was going to say, we could do the music of Cobra Kai episode, I am sure.
I think we can, but I want to wait till season 5 so it gives us a little more ammunition, though.
Okay. Well, the Battle of Cobra Kai then will be something we will have to determine as we get down the road.
Definitely.
So what a way to kick off 2022, Gomez, with episode 40. I can't believe that we haven't even been around a year yet, and we've gone through at least 40 episodes along with some bonus episodes. I can't even wrap my mind around that.
I can't either.
This is one of the most awesome examples of a musician that is well known coming on Playlist Wars to play along with what we do. And Mark Trojanowski of Sister Hazel, which we very easily could have did a Sister Hazel episode.
We could have.
I would love to do one, but he decided to do the Battle of Sheryl Crow with us, which is amazing because that shows that outside of being a musician in his own band, he's a fan of music outside. So to have him come on and talk Sheryl Crow with us as well as Sister Hazel, because we dove into a ton of Sister Hazel tunes throughout the night as well, that was really awesome. And I'm so thankful that Mark came on, and I hope he will come back down the road to do a Battle of Sister Hazel with us.
And another awesome, I'm going to say, a rock star, man. He was really awesome. Great to talk to. Very chill, man. I got to say, had a great time with the gentleman too, man.
Agreed. Producer Allie?
With 40% of the votes, the Battle of Sheryl Crow winner is Mark.
All right,
Mark. Good for you, man.
Congratulations. Hell of a playlist. We had some fantastic conversations about Sheryl Crow's music throughout the whole episode. Yeah, that was a close. 40% is close. It's closing in on that 33 mark. So this one got a ton of votes. Obviously, the Sister Hazel fans came out. We had the Playlist Wars fans come out. This was a close one. And I always have to assume that when we have a special guest of this magnitude on, that it's going to be a blowout. And the fact that it was this close just goes to show how equally strong all three of the playlists were. But congratulations, Mark. Blast having you on, and hope we could do it again soon.
Oh, without a doubt. I would love to have him back on our show again. Any of our awesome, talented guests that have been on, you know, even though G-Love is coming out this week, he's more than welcome. Mark, again, Rob from Bowling for Soup, John from Tantric, you know, guys were so awesome to us, so nice, and taking the time out to, you know, talk with us music and figure out their top 10 or top 4 was just unreal.
Fantastic. I couldn't agree more. And I also want to take a moment to congratulate David Owens, one of the playlisters who retweeted our post on Twitter and won the Sister Hazel prize pack that we gave away. So congratulations to him, as well as thank you to the band for supplying that to us to give away. Hopefully that's not the last time we do something like this. Hint, hint. Now, we've got a ton of fantastic episodes coming up on Playlist Wars. Just want to close out tonight with giving you a little preview of what's to come. We're going to be doing a playlist and album, The Battle of Pearl Jam's Vitalogy, with our good friend Chris Hartman from the film Exiles, and for you and me, Gomez, 30-year friendship through high school, so we're really looking forward to that one. Speaking about our good friends from high school, Doug Miller is going to be coming back. We got two episodes we're discussing with him right now.
The first one I can't wait for.
Rap Rock, we're going to be doing that. And one of our most popular episodes right now is the Battle of 90s Hip Hop. And it's so popular, people have actually messaged us asking if we're going to do any more along those lines. So the answer is yes, we will. And we are going to do the Battle of 90s Hip Hop Part 2, or 2.0. Meaning any songs that were chosen during the first episode are off limits.
So I don't know. Doug and I can surprise you again. We might take over 2.0 again.
Like, I'm sure you're going to, but I make no mistake about it. As much of a rock fan as I was, I listened to a lot of hip hop in high school. It was the most that I listened to. And I've got some ideas that I'm going to be pulling out some aces, I think. And I'm going to give you guys a run for your money in that one. So,
Your aces might be called on. Don't worry about it.
We'll see. We'll see. Beyond that, we've got our friend Tony G from Patio Slave coming out to do the Battle of Green Day with us. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Matt from X Radio X is going to be joining us for the Battle of Hard Rock Covers.
Can't wait for that.
We got Bobby from Effin' Cultured coming out to do the Battle of Slipknot.
Again, another one of my favorite heavy rock bands.
Yeah. Lance Levine coming on to do the Battle of Heart, which is going to be a blast.
Yes, it will be.
Dave from the Beer in Front podcast is going to be joining us for the Battle of Social Distortion.
That's going to be fun.
Jay Fortier from the Film Crickets is going to be joining us in the Songs of 1982, another decade episode.
And if you have not seen me on his show, I was on there not too long ago talking about Rad the Movie on Film Crickets, so check that out too.
And you can find that along with a bunch of other guest spots over on the guest appearances page at PlaylistWarsPodcast.com. But make no mistake about it, we got a lot coming up, and that's just in the next 2 months. We've got episodes on the Foo Fighters, Dropkick Murphys, 80s power ballads. We talked about 2000 movie soundtracks, Counting Crows, Joe Bonamassa, ZZ Top. We've got a lot coming your way, folks. Thank you so much for being a part of what we're doing here at Playlist Wars. We can't thank you enough for being a playlister and listening and joining on this journey with us, especially the Patreon supporters who are going the extra mile over it. Patreon.com/playlistwars. But to anybody who listens, Patreon or not, thank you, thank you, thank you.
We have 40 some odd episodes, and I gotta thank everybody. I mean, not just the Patreon playlisters, the Twitter family, the guests. There's so many people we gotta thank too. Our families for allowing us to do this, you and me too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Producer Allie.
And I love all the messages we're getting. I love all the guys hitting us on Twitter. You know, if you're on Apple Podcasts, check us out. Leave us a 5-star rating. Same thing with Good Pods. Same thing with Spotify. Anywhere you find us, check us out. Leave us messages. We'd love to hear from everybody.
Yeah, by all means. And let us know if you have an episode you'd like to hear. Send it our way. We're doing our best to squeeze as many in. We're trying to keep it where we do a topic episode and then a band every other week. Sometimes that works out. Sometimes it doesn't. We're trying to hit all genres. So that way, no matter what it is you listen to, we're going to have something coming up this year for you. And like I said at the beginning of the show, this Thursday, yep, we're dropping two episodes this week. The Battle of G Loves the Juice coming this Thursday. Make sure you check that one out.
It was so much fun with him. He was such down-to-earth, legit, awesome guy, and I can't wait to do another episode with him again.
Likewise. All right, Gomez, take us home, man.
I can't wait till a new battle takes place this Thursday and the next episode after that. Let's just say that. Good night, everybody.
You can find Playlist Wars on Facebook and Twitter at Playlist Wars, on Instagram at Playlist Wars Podcast, on email at playlistwars@gmail.com or via voicemail at 201-644-6498. That's 201-644-6498. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, be sure to leave a 5-star review and be sure to tell a friend or multiple friends about the show. Until next time, thanks for listening.